This reading is taken from Matthew 2, starting at verse 1, going up to verse 12. The Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who's been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A very happy Christmas to you. Today, of course, is Boxing Day. It's the second day of the Christmas season. And of course, we will continue to celebrate the birth of Jesus right up to the 6th of January, when we then will celebrate Epiphany. So that's really good news, isn't it? Good news that we still have lots and lots of time to celebrate the birth of our Saviour Jesus. I'd like to talk a little bit today about hopes and expectations as we're still in the Christmas season very firmly. What have been your hopes and expectations for this Christmas? Maybe some of us have been planning and looking forward to the perfect Christmas, and what hopes and expectations go into that. Well, maybe it's been meeting with family, maybe you've had a holiday booked, maybe you were planning to travel somewhere. But of course, we still live in very uncertain times because of the ongoing COVID pandemic. And that's the problem with life in general, isn't it? Our hopes and expectations aren't always fulfilled. Sometimes our hopes are dashed and our expectations are extinguished. We've been talking a little bit about what the ingredients, what the expectations are for a Christmas at the community carol events, exploring a list of things that many of us think are really important for the perfect Christmas. Perhaps it's food, perhaps it's spending time with family, perhaps it's decorating the tree, here's ours, perhaps it's sending and receiving cards. And of course, presents feature quite largely on most people's lists at this time of the year. What presents did you hope for, and what were your expectations of those gifts? I do hope that you received something lovely yesterday, and if you did, then enjoy it. But what's been our expectations for those gifts, and what is the balance between our expectation and what we really receive? Well, we've heard today from a very familiar passage from the Gospel according to Matthew. And gifts or presents feature in this passage. But before we unpack that Let's just have a very brief moment looking at what our traditional view of this passage is and what the scripture actually says. Well, we always think that there are three wise men, and it's probably fair to assume that since there were three gifts. We saw a video at the beginning where there were four wise men, and there could have been more than three. We assume from a traditional point of view, with the nativity scene with the stable, that the three wise men came to a stable, of course, and in verse 11 it tells us that they visited Jesus at a house. And of course, the three gifts. One of them wasn't hummus. I don't think hummus is really, as nice as hummus is not a suitable gift for a king. But gold, frankincense and myrrh are all suitable gifts for a king. Of course, gold really speaks for itself. But frankincense is also said to represent the sacrifice, priesthood, perfection and divinity of Jesus. And myrrh is also said to represent the anointing of Jesus before his death and resurrection. The gifts are an important part of this passage, but they are not the main event. They're not the main point for the visit of the Magi. So what is humankind's biggest gift of all? Of course, we know it's the baby Jesus. Jesus is the way God has chosen to reveal himself to humankind. He's aligned with us by becoming one of us. And he's the biggest gift of all. Our hope and expectations should, of course, be in him. What was the hope and expectations of the Magi? They came to worship and pay homage to a king. Not the puppet King Herod, of course, but the Messiah. And interestingly enough, in verse 4, it's King Herod that calls the baby to be born, or the baby that has been born. It's King Herod that calls him the Messiah. But what happens next? Well, Herod calls what seems to be a clandestine meeting with the Magi, and Herod says that he wants to worship Jesus too. But of course, we know that he had different plans and an agenda that was not good. So I just wonder what it's easy to think of Herod as this evil king, and just focus on him as just as part of the story. But the reality is we all face Herods of one type or the other. Perhaps Herod in the form of COVID. It's disrupting our lives. Perhaps you have other things in your life that you are having to face. And Jesus allows us to face those. Jesus allows us to face the difficulties in our lives by shedding light into a situation, by giving us the certainty of a future with him. So whatever difficulties that you are having, particularly in this season, and Christmas sometimes for some people is a very difficult time. So if you are facing a King Herod of some kind, whatever that may be, then rest assured that the love and the light of Jesus will be with you. As a result of the dream, the Magi don't go back to Herod. They do their own thing and ignore his request for them to come back and meet with him. And they are guided to Jesus by the star, and they are overjoyed, Matthew tells us. They are overjoyed and they bow down and they worship him. The joy and meeting, worshipping Jesus, and then the gifts. So they bow down and worship Jesus first, and then they present him with their gifts. So like the Magi, we have joy when we meet Jesus. We have hope when we meet Jesus. And in addition, we have expectations of eternal life and a guaranteed future in Jesus, of course. In short, in Jesus, hope has a name. In Jesus, hope has a name. And like the Magi, our expectations are satisfied in Jesus. But how can we keep reminding ourselves of this amazing truth? And so avoid putting our hope and expectations into worldly things, not least often our expectations of the Christmas season. Well, we can, by focusing our expectations on the hope found in Jesus, the Apostle Paul points us in the right direction. Romans 5, verses 1 to 2. He says this: therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Let me just read that again. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into his grace in which we now stand, and we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Yes, indeed, in Jesus, hope has a name, the hope of the glory of God. Hope available to all who, like the wise men, bow down and worship Jesus. So happy a Christmas to you all, and every blessing that's to be found in Christ Jesus.